FM.
There is an election on Saturday. I don't know if you guys have heard about this.
Oh, yeah.
In the call flutes.
Yeah, federal election is on this weekend. Are we sick of the ads? Have we had enough?
Yes, I hate negative campaigning.
Oh, it's so negative, isn't it? And they do deliver sometimes an earworm that you can't get out of your head. So the Liberal Party, you would have seen this ad, they've been running an ad where they use the song There's a Hole in My Bucket.
There's a hole in your budget, dear Labour, more taxes are coming, more taxes, no, there's a hole in your budget, dear Labour.
And it sticks in your head, it becomes an earworm, and it's negative, Beck.
It is.
What about some positivity and use a positive earworm?
Okay.
And I thought with a few days to go, I've got some suggestions for the different parties if they'd like to use them. Mm-hmm. So just get a real earworm but make it positive, okay? So the Labor Party, well, they could roll with this.
Child care needs more funding.
That's nice. Now, the Liberal Party, instead of being negative, try something positive.
Everything is awesome. Everything is cool when you're part of a team. Everything is awesome.
Spoken and authorised by D-Head, Liberal Party Canberra.
what about One Nation could co-op this popular song?
Oh, yeah, good song.
I'm gonna fight them all. A One Nation army couldn't hold me back.
The Greens, the Wheels on the Bus.
Mm. Oh,
that's
yeah.
a popular song.
Sure
isn't
is.
It? The Greens could use that.
The wheels on the bus go round and round.
Nowhere, because pollution is not the only thing killing the environment, but every last one of us. So maybe try making a bike or a skateboard or, God forbid, go for a walk and have a think about a sustainable lifestyle that gives just one thought to future generations.
That could work. And finally, I thought the Palmer United Party get their own little earworm happening.
You may have just swung my vote.
What is this song?
It's the That's hamster the crazy song.
Oh, is it the Crazy Frog?
No, it's the hamster dance.
It's the hamster equivalent of the Crazy Frog. Right there. Anyway, a bit of positivity in the advertising, please. There we go. Oh, try not voting for Palmer. You ready?
Vote one, Clive Palmer.
Get that funny feeling in the morning.
Bet Cozzy and Limo for breakfast.
We want you guys to tell us something that you've been waiting for ages to happen in your life, whether it's personal or something around the city or the state, and that you just think to yourself, it's about damn time.
It's about damn time.
So if there's something, give us a call, 131060, and we're going to reward some people with a free session at the Crow.
Yes. That Lizzo song is going off. My kids were doing like a TikTok dance, song and dance to it last night, and then my husband said, who's Lizzo?
you want to start us off with a...
Yeah, come on.
Oh, okay. Well, we got Crows tickets. Yeah. How about the Crows ever win?
Hang on. Aren't the Crows like one win behind Port on the ladder?
We've had four in a row, baby.
Yeah, right.
Jeez. Okay, on, Cos, what do you got?
You know, the Port Wakefield Road around, you know, Christmas and Easter.
It was always going to be now, Port Wakefield related.
For me, it's that, like, the long lineup to get back to Adelaide or to get over to York Peninsula. The Port Wakefield Bypass Road. Come on!
It's about damn time!
Yeah, okay. It's nearly here.
Right, okay. I'm going to say, based on a conversation we had earlier on this show, it's about damn time. Rebecca Morse had a shower.
It's about damn time.
I smell like a daisy this morning.
Hang on, boy, when you've got this following you around.
Don't wait to be told. You need Palmolive Gold.
It's about damn time.
Showered last night. Kim in Langhorne Creek. Go.
Hi. Hey. Has to be the Top Gun 2 sequel.
Oh, yes.
Oh, my God, yes.
Good one. They still look good, though, don't they, Kim?
Woohoo! I can't wait.
I know. I feel like I've been waiting forever for this one, Kim, and I'm going to be straight into the cinema. It looks amazing. Rebecca, in Parafield Gardens, what's it about damn time for?
It's about damn time the Gawler line got up and running.
Yeah, come on. Yes.
Enough. End of June, they're saying, aren't they, Beck?
Can't come quick enough.
Oh, ridiculous.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. Ashley from Happy Valley. Good morning. The floor is yours.
It's about damn time my partner proposed to me.
Oh. How long have you been together, Ash?
5 years.
5 years. And did you put the pressure on him much, mate?
Yeah.
Mm. Is Ash listening this morning?
Pardon?
Is he listening this morning?
Oh, probably not. Maybe. I don't know.
Would you propose to him? I always wonder when girls are waiting so long, would you just consider going, mate, you're going to marry me? You're in or you're out? Let me know now.
No, okay. I wouldn't do that.
Okay. Right, okay. All right. Well, it's about damn time he proposed if you're listening, Ashley's partner.
All right.
What happened, Michaela?
It's about damn time that my kids know what to do in the morning when it's written on the whiteboard.
Oh.
What's your biggest frustration, Michaela?
Yeah. Pardon?
What's your biggest frustration in the mornings getting the kids ready?
Oh, just the fact that it's term two and the same routines are every morning and I still get... What are we doing?
Oh, Michaela, it is infuriating. It's about damn time my son put his shoes on when I asked him to put his shoes on, got changed when I asked him to get changed, and made his own breakfast when I asked him to make his own breakfast. What about those things as well?
Good one, Michaela. Nicole in Nova Gardens.
Hello. How are you going?
Good.
That's good.
It's about damn time for what, Nicole?
That I decided to get married. It's about damn time. Been together for 12 years and engaged for 4. And it's a bit embarrassing when the baby brother, who's 10 years younger, is already married and has a baby.
Oh, have you set a date yet? Or
no, would have liked to have got married 2 years ago when it'd been 10 years. So that's when COVID was in the thick of it and you can only have 5 people.
COVID's been a very handy excuse for like couples or someone in the couple that doesn't really want to tie the knot.
Oh, my God, that doesn't apply to Nicole, though.
No, in Nicole's case.
We're on your team here, Nicole. It's about damn time you got married.
No, you do, boo. You stick your own timeline.
Yeah, Renee in Seaton, it's about damn time for what?
It's about damn time that the bricklayers come and lay the bricks at our house.
Tradies.
Yes. Yes.
Try and get a tradie these days.
What's been happening, Renee?
We're building at Two Wells, and it's been 7 months that we've had bricks at the property, and yet they can't get a bricklayer, and everyone else is not even at lockup, and they've got bricks, but we don't.
Renee, maybe you should just build one well.
Oh, dear.
Is there a YouTube tutorial clip that you should be watching, Renee, to do the job yourself?
Surely there's got to be something. I'm going to have to go there with some boots and do it myself.
Feel your frustration. Good luck. You'll get it done in the end, and you absolutely love it. Croydon is where Adriana's waiting to tell us what she's waiting for.
I am waiting for the Torrens upgrade to finish. It's about damn time. People don't know how to merge.
No, that is so true. Adelaide drivers don't know how to merge.
Yes, it's about damn time people learn how to merge. Guess what? An indicator, when someone's trying to merge in, they've got an indicator on, people treat it like an orange light. Mm. It's not a cue to accelerate and block them out of the... Yeah. Just let them in.
Okay, all right.
It's about damn time.
Good
people
stuff.
People let them in.
Well done.
Get that Adelaide feeling.
With Bet, Cozzy and Limo for breakfast.
The Russia-Ukraine thing just goes from worse to worse, doesn't it?
Thing.
Oh, mate, it's a bad thing. Real bad thing.
Yeah.
I was watching the ABC last night when I hopped into bed, and I was shocked to see this story.
McDonald's has announced it'll sell its 850 restaurants in Russia, becoming the latest international company to end its operations there after the invasion of Ukraine. The fast food giant
is saying, that's it, Russia, we're out. There will be no more McDonald's in Russia. Big. 850 stores gone.
Well, surely now the Russian people will rise up. How can they live with this? This has got to be the end of the war.
Yes.
You know, this follows, though, Burger King, KFC, Pizza Hut and Starbucks have all suspended operations in Russia.
Because he cancels holiday.
Is it kind of good for parents? Like, they don't have to discipline the kids anymore. No, they can't have Macca's tonight. There are no stores here.
It would feel weird getting a Happy Meal in Russia right now, wouldn't it?
Not many Happy Meals going around there.
What about Putin? Does this put him under pressure to stop the McFight?
Oh, no.
Get that funny feeling in the morning.
Bet, Cozzy and Limo for breakfast.
Yesterday, the advertiser launched its most successful 40 under 40 in South Australia. It was funny. I was having a flick through and Miller came up to me on my 13-year-old and said, oh, mummy, are you on the list? And then she goes, ha, that's right. You're way over 40.
Yeah.
And that was grounding. But I think for me, in my twilight years, I just look at these kids and their success and I go, right, what was I doing at that age? For example, the Eloise and Isabel, who are both 23 and co-founded Taboo Period Products. Davey Fogarty at the age of 27, who founded the Woody.
Yeah. Oh, wow, that's a great story.
There's a success story.
And what about the age of, like, David Spears, the politician?
Yeah.
He's 30, what was it?
37, the opposition leader. So he's the would-be premier. And then we go, how old's Mally? Peter Malinauskas is 41.
I know. Can you believe it? Like,
it's
it was
fresh
only
as a daisy.
Only like a couple of moons ago, the premier had his 40th birthday. I reckon as soon as you're older than the premier, you feel really old. So when Malinauskas got in, and I found out he was like 41 or whatever, I just went, "Oh my god, I'm like really old." I started to look at my super and stuff.
There are some real overachievers on this list. I got to say,
real overachievers.
South Australians under 40, but sometimes you get shocked by age.
Yes.
Don't you? So should we do a little, I know we've all come up with a few celebrities ourselves that might surprise their age. So
we're going to go first?
We're going to test each other here. All right, I've got a couple. I'll test you two, all right?
Oh, he's holding his notepad close to his chest. So
I can't let you see it.
Yes.
Okay, let's start with Lady Gaga.
Oh, good one. That's
good. That is a good one. I think she's 36.
Maybe, you know what? I remember interviewing her. And she hung up on us when I was at SAFM and I was very young. So I reckon she might be nearly my age. I reckon she might be 42.
Lady Gaga is 36.
Oh, well done,
well done, Rebecca Morse.
Guessed that.
It's very well played.
Good job. Okay, Peter Dutton.
Ooh.
Peter Dutton.
He's in human years?
Slightly odd. Yeah. in reptilian years.
It's very hard to tell. Yeah. 53.
I was going to say 47.
No. He's 51. 51. He looks.
Oh my gosh, that's around my husband's age.
He looks a lot older to me.
All right. Who's next?
Cos, what do you got?
Okay, I'll go next. Christina Aguilera.
Oh, good one.
Oh, yes. Okay.
Dirty. Car wash.
Yeah.
We know who she is.
I'm just reading off my job list for after the show.
38.
Rebecca?
Would she be 40?
She's in her 40s.
Okay, 42.
41.
No. Oh, close. Okay. Bleeps helped
my
me.
Next one, my next one will blow your head off. Right. Ellen DeGeneres. How old is Ellen DeGeneres?
Oh, she's 55, I reckon.
I reckon Ellen DeGeneres is 63.
She's bloody 64.
Wow.
She was born on the 26th of January, 1958, and Oprah's 68 years
old. Good ones. They're good ones. Okay, I'm going to start with someone topical. How old is Kendall Jenner? How old do you have to be to not know how to slice a cucumber?
Yeah, Kendall. Ooh. Look, I'm not great on the Kardashians. Is she like 35 or something?
I reckon she must be like 28.
She's 26.
You
should know how to slice a piece of vegetable at 26.
You should know how to slice a bit of cucumber. My son can do it.
And then because
five.
Top Gun is back in the news, how old is Val Kilmer?
Val Kilmer.
Yeah.
I think he's older than Tom Cruise. I'm going to say Val Kilmer is 66.
To be honest, I don't know who he is. I've heard of the name before, so I'm going to go 64.
You haven't seen Top Gun, have you?
No.
Okay, that makes
62.
It.
He's 62.
62.
Get that Adelaide feeling.
With Bec, Cozzy and Limo for breakfast.
Cozzy, I enjoy your social media. There's a lot of polls and a lot of food chat. Including your latest about the chip sandwich. Discuss.
Okay. South Australia, we need to talk because there's something we used to do as kids that I don't know if it's still happening or not, and it is the humble chip sandwich. Mm. Now, the other night for dinner, I had a chip sandwich, and I was so proud of my work that I took a photo of it and I posted it on Facebook, and it blew up with people sort of commenting on how they do a chip sandwich. So what I want you to do is I want you to call us on 131060 and let us know, is the chip sandwich in your household alive or dead? And I'm going to read you my recipe because I actually put my
recipe.
I'm going to read you my, well, this isn't going to take long, I don't imagine.
Well, I put my recipe up on social media so other people could share it, people that are new to the chip sandwich.
Sure.
And then you can tell me, does your recipe differ from what I do? Ingredients. Bread, butter, chips.
Yep.
Your choice of flavor. Method. First step, butter the bread.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Carefully add chips.
Yep.
add top piece of bread, press down really hard.
Pressing really hard.
That crushes all the chips.
Flatten out. Oh, so we're not talking hot chips here. We're talking...
No! I thought you meant hot chips.
No.
Potato chips. Yeah, yeah, okay. I'm with you, Cos.
No, good to be clear on this. You're talking salt and vinegar chips or chicken chips or whatever. Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Let me continue. Yep. Press down hard. Reapply chips if needed, because sometimes the first press is not enough chips. So you put more chips down, then repress. Mm,
that's okay. Not a meal.
That's the method?
That's not a meal.
Serves one. Hey, okay. So that is my tried and proven recipe that I've been using since I was growing up in Kadena. Mm-hmm. I want to ask on 131060, in your household, is the chip sandwich still alive and well?
Yeah.
And do you have anything to add to a recipe that's slightly different to mine? Okay. Do you add anything else to your chip sandwich, or is there something that I should be doing?
It's hard to imagine how complicated it could get, but I mean, we're open to any suggestions.
White bread?
It's an option.
Okay.
It's an option. You could go wholemeal if you're a loser. Okay. Beck from St. Mary's.
So my husband got me onto this. I thought it was really weird to start with, so don't knock it till you try it. Mm. But bread, butter, salt and vinegar chips with freshly sliced ham on top.
Whoa, that just doesn't sound right,
Beck. But
it doesn't, and I thought the same thing.
It sounds like a pregnancy craving.
But it's so good. Okay. You've got to try it.
That is left field. Oh. I didn't expect that, Beck. That's even shocked me.
The Cancer Council won't like that one, that's for sure.
Rebecca in Surrey Downs, how do your chip sandwich?
Well, you've got to add Vegemite. Most important.
Oh, right.
Vegemite chips, or if you want to go a little crazy, get the very, very fresh round roll. Eat all of the bread out of it and then fill it up with twisties.
Yeah.
Oh, well, right. I like that. Oh, nice.
They do it well up in Surrey Downs, don't they? She's burrowing into that like she's a miner. Mm. April from Millswood, how do you do a chicken sandwich? Chicken chip sandwich.
With chicken flavoured Smith's chips. Oh, has to be crinkle cut. And with the Spring Gully branded Worcestershire sauce. Has to be the Spring Gully brand.
I love how good.
Lots of butter.
Yes, I love how specific these recipes are.
How do you go to adding Worcestershire sauce to chicken chips? Wow, April. Jamie in Hallett Cove, how do you do your chip sandwich?
I do like three layers of it. So not just the chips. You have to press it really hard. You add Milo on the first layer.
What?
The infusion of the sweetness and the saltiness of the chips that makes it so yummy. And if you're more adventurous, you can add the third layer. So chips in the middle. So bread, lots of Milo, press it really hard with all your might.
Yep.
And then another bread, lots of chips, press it hard, add more chips if you want, another layer of bread with Milo, and then another bread, sit in it if you can.
Double cut.
There we go. It's Jamie explained it so succinctly, it sounded like an instructional video.
Wow.
I know.
I love it.
I'll try.
Let's go to Kiara in Freeling. How do you do the chip sandwich?
Well, my nan used to make original thin chips with butter and frit for my little brother every time he went over for a visit or sleepover.
So they put frits in with the chip sandwich.
Yeah, well, they had a butcher, so I don't know, maybe it was a way to get him to eat his meat.
Wow.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, yeah. This is actually making our producers out there quite hungry. Mm-hmm. Michelle from Modbury North, my chip sandwich recipe was very simple. How do you do yours?
So mine has to have Nutella on top. It has to be chicken-flavoured chips, but it has to be Nutella. A thin layer of Nutella just to top it off.
That's real sweet and savoury mixing there for me.
Thank you, Michelle. How's the extras we've had suggested here? Worcestershire sauce, Vegemite, Milo, Fritz, ham and Nutella.
Get that funny feeling in the morning.
Beck, Cozzy and Limo for breakfast.
Beck's Fits.
News for you.
The Queen has had her official platinum jubilee celebration called a gallop through history.
Right.
She looks well. I actually said I think she's had her brows done or at least had them penciled in. She looks lovely.
They really stand out, the brows.
They do. Yeah. I look at brows, as we know.
She looks happy and healthy again, doesn't she? It's a really good thing to see.
She's got a little checked blankie over her knees, and she was moved to tears when her granddaughter, so Edward's daughter, Lady Louise, drove into the arena in Prince Philip's carriage.
Oh.
With Prince Philip's horses.
Yes.
And she has wipes a little tear away.
Oh.
Critics have been a little bit harsh They well, Tom Cruise was there, but apparently he couldn't save it from basically just being a lot of horses. Helen Mirren, another star, this critic says, Helen Mirren attempting to retell 500 years of history in what felt like real time.
Oh.
That is brutal.
But I'm sure Her Madge enjoyed it. Now, my bone to pick with you, Cozzy. This is a bit of a pivot I have to take here. They have released the number of items that have been unclogged from sewers that block the drains.
This was in the advertiser.
Yes. I'm just looking at the clock. Some of the things that they have found are toys that adults might play with. Lots of rubbish, but amongst the items discovered, a South Aussie with Cozzy stubbing holder.
South Aussie with Cozzy.
I can't explain, Your Honour. Now,
someone hated it so much they flushed it.
Okay. Maybe they were drinking in the toilet. When
and accidentally dropped it.
It was Coz.
When you go out to Bolivar and you do a tour, which I recommend everyone does. I've told you one of the most interesting things I've done. Anyway, when you get to the end of the tour, in the office, they've got this big cabinet where whenever they find interesting stuff that comes through the sewer, they put in there like credit cards and wallets and like kids' toys and stuff that's ended up out at Bolivar. So it's his cabinet. Anyway, I realised that the cabinet wasn't locked when I did my tour. So this is about 4 years ago. I went out to the car and I got a South Aussie with Cozzy stubby holder. I put it on the ground and I rubbed it with my shoe into the mud and I made it all covered in brown dirt and whatever.
Yeah.
And then I snuck it and I put it back in the cabinet. Now, I did that 4 years ago. So when I saw the advertiser story, they've taken a photo of it, and I'm like, oh, my God, my stubby holder's still in there.
So you planted it?
I planted it!
Hang on. What sort of a businessman wants people to think they're flushing his gear down the toilet?
Oh, no!
Get that Adelaide feeling.
With Bet, Cozzy and Limo for breakfast.
An Australian in America has been shocked by the discovery that the majority of Americans, I believe, according to recent surveys, about 80 to 90% of Americans flush public toilets using their feet.
What?
It's the common procedure in the States. So you, because they have the little handles on the side on their public toilets. So you can, so it's easier to use your foot. So they lift the foot up and push the handle down with their feet.
What if you had a couple of cosmopolitans on a Friday night?
You might end up on your backside in the loo. You might end up falling through the door.
What do you like? Do you like Jackie Chan it, or do you just gently do it?
So my procedure.
Yeah.
I go in. First thing, I get a handful of toilet paper. Wipe the seat.
Okay.
That's number one.
What a fascinating insight.
Wipe the seat. But this is the question on 1360. We want to know what your procedure is. I wipe the seat, and then I just proceed as per normal.
Wow.
After that, what's yours?
Well, for me, I mean, if I have to put the seat down or up or do any seat work in the public toilet, I'll always use my foot.
Oh, so you use your foot on the seat.
Oh, mate, you should see me in there. I'm like I'm playing hacky sack. Remember that?
So, hang on. Other people don't use their feet and then putting their butt where your dirty boot has been.
Oh, no, not my problem, though.
Okay.
I just can't
We live in a society.
Having like any sort of other people's fecal matter anywhere near my hands.
Right, so you use your feet to move the seat up or down.
Yeah.
I use the toilet paper to clean the seat. What do you do, Bet? What's
I
your
do
procedure?
Nothing. For a time I thought I could hover, but my quads aren't strong enough.
Yeah.
I just plonk my butt down and come what may.
Really?
I just let the germs in.
Oh wow.
We actually have audio of you flushing the toilet with your feet.
Hiya! Was that Miss Piggy?
What?
It's you doing this.
Yeah, oh, you do a great Miss Piggy. Give me a live one.
I'm quite good at Miss Piggy.
Okay, come on.
Hiya! That's so great how that started with. Oh, my God, you're insinuating on Miss Piggy? Actually, I'm really good at it. Let me give you one. Yeah.
So if ever you're in a public toilet and you hear this coming from the next stall, you know Beck's in there.
I think about the germs, but I just... Oh, look, don't get me wrong. If there's a couple of drops of wee on the toilet, I'll wipe them off with it.
Right.
I'm not sitting on people's wee.
Even if there's nothing there, I wipe
the
seat anyway.
No, I only wipe if there's something there.
Okay. You're like a cleaner. You should come around my place more.
Yeah, I do. I just don't like the thought.
Do you know, here's an insight for you. You know how there's really long queues at women's toilets?
Yes.
I feel a responsibility to get in and out quickly for the next woman. Well, so I'm not going to be like lining up toilet paper on the edge. I'm just in, out, you go back.
Sometimes you don't even take your pants off.
Another very important thing is that you leave the toilet in the state in which you found it.
Yeah.
You can't go in and, because if you walk into a public toilet and there's something on the floor.
Yeah.
that's all of a sudden yours to the next person.
Yes. I really like leaving a public toilet, or like the toilets here at work, going, well, that's exactly how I would like to find it. I really like it knowing the next person's going to be really happy. Sometimes I go back and have a second look as I'm walking out, going, well, that's a good, I'd be happy to walk in here.
Get that funny feeling in the morning.
Bet, Cozzy and Limo for breakfast.
Rebecca Palmolive Gold admitted something shocking to us yesterday here on the show. While discussing a TikToker who only showers once a week, which is just gross in my opinion, this is how it rolled out yesterday.
A woman has got a little bit of attention, most of it negative, after admitting on the TikTok that she only showers once a week.
You cannot shower just once a week.
Oh my God, I didn't shower yesterday. I was busy with my market.
So you haven't showered since?
Saturday.
What?
Sometimes I'm very busy.
Do you feel
like whoa.
A shower takes me a long time because I have a lot of products. I'll shower today.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you. And now you came out last night and said you had a shower last night.
I put it on the WhatsApp.
Hang on. You revealed to us post-show that it wasn't Saturday, it was actually Friday.
When I got in the shower last night, I went, I feel like I haven't been here for a while, and I think it was Friday. That's very unusual.
When you have to ask your husband for directions to the shower, you know it's been too long.
So you haven't had a shower, then you went, Friday, was your shower Friday night, or do you remember?
Yeah, I think it was Friday night. It was 2 days. Saturday night, Sunday night, Monday night. And I didn't do vigorous exercise. If I sweat, I'll shower. I'm not a monster.
72 hours without a shower. Wow.
But that's a
Do you call it the 72-hour shower?
How long did you spend in the shower yesterday?
It was a long shower. I enjoyed it. It was a quality shower. I'm quality over quantity.
You, my friend, are disgusting.
Some of your habits aren't exactly charming.
I know, but suddenly I'm looking like a prince over here.
Apparently you're not on your own. Sahar in Lockley. So how long between showers for you?
Sometimes a week.
A week?
Wow, okay.
Hey, I think you've been a bit too overdramatic about this shouting. You don't, honestly, I don't smell.
Right. Do you feel like you're getting a bit grubby though, Sahar, day five? You do?
Yeah.
Do you have water issues? Is there a reason why you don't?
No, I don't want to wash my hair. I've got a curly hair. I don't want to wash my hair. So
that's
the main reason. So I sometimes ask my husband, I say, do you remember when I had shower?
Do you remember?
He's a lucky man.
Yeah, but the hair does self-clean, like the oils clean and,
Does the rest of yourself clean as well?
Some parts, yes.
I'm not so much worried about the hair. It's just, I must admit,
Sahar is pushing it with a week, I think. But I think 2 days, if you haven't exercised.
It was three.
Well, that was a one-off because I had a busy weekend.
So if you're so showering isn't a priority for you? If you're busy, you'll certainly...
Oh, and also, I wash my face twice a day. I'm very attentive.
Your face looks great.
Why don't you pull back on the face washing and do the rest of the body?
All right. Well, I'm trying to be honest with you, and now I'm not going to... Now I don't feel like it's a safe space anymore. I'm going to keep secrets from
you. It's never been a safe space.
Get that Adelaide feeling.
With Bet, Cozzy and Limo for breakfast.
It's TV Tuesday. Yep. You heard it.
Can I quit? Okay, score update. Cozzy on 9, Limo on 3, I'm on 2.
Come on.
Wow.
Why are you
so good at this, Cozzy? Please explain.
Don't know.
Because you don't watch
TV
at the moment.
I don't watch any TV and haven't done for years. I think you guys are across every TV show.
I know. Yeah. Not the theme so much. Maybe just that part of your brain that holds that material just hasn't, you haven't killed those brain cells yet.
Yet.
All right.
That's the first time in 4 years you've acknowledged I may have a brain. I'll take that.
All right. The compliments are running thick and fast.
Okay.
Let's get into it.
All right. If you get two in a row, you win. All right. It's pretty simple. Let's go. Names of your buzzers, nice and loud, please. Good luck. Here is your first one.
Cozzy.
Yes, Cozzy.
Oh, damn it!
It was Cozzy, definitely.
Hang on, three, two, one. It's not the name of the show.
All right, over to you guys.
X-Files.
Of course it's X-Files.
Yes, X-Files.
Oh my gosh. You got in your own head.
Who's the lady?
Mulder and Scully.
Yeah, I was going to say Scully. That's
Scully and Mulder.
Whoa.
Oh, yeah. Well, the woman's name can come first. Bet, Cozzy and Limo, hello.
Oh, yeah, you insisted. Oh, my God. Remember that meeting.
Such a good show.
Could I please go first? No.
I didn't say... You're so full of...
All right, that is one for Limo. Here we go. Good luck. Here is your next one.
Limo.
Ah! Yes.
She's dead. Wrapped in plastic.
Twin Peaks.
Twin Peaks. Oh, don't know that one.
Yeah, no, I'm just too slow.
That's it.
That's a win for Lemo. Yay. Let's do it all right.
Damn it.
Let's play for fun, though, because it's fun. Here's your next one.
Cozzy.
Yes.
Country Breakfast.
No.
What?
No. Beck.
Days of Our Lives?
No.
Oh, Cozzy,
no,
Sons
of Younger
Daughters.
Than the rest
no,
of
no, 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 no. Downton Abbey. Downton Abbey.
Oh, Downton Abbey's I never watched that.
Coming out. All right, here we go. What about this one? Last one for a bit of fun.
Cozzy, Ren and Stimpy.
No.
What?
No, you're bad
off
at
your
this
game
today.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Keystone Cops?
No, it's oh God, I'm gonna kick myself when you
going down south, I'm going
to South. South. Are you in the area with Ren and Stimpy?
Did it sound like Ren and Stimpy to you?
Oh,
I've never watched much of Ren and Stimpy. It's
all right,
South,
well, Limo wins. Well done. Hey, you're on Jenny. Four. Cozzy's still out the front at nine. And
I
Beck,
loved
what the?
Twin Peaks.
Yeah, nice to let the kids catch up a bit.
Beck, Cozzy, and Limo. SAFM.